Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Alaska State Troopers seized marijuana product and plants valued at $604,000 from an illegal grow operation Wednesday near Tok. The grow operation was located near 1316 Mile Alaska Highway. Investigators seized 10 pounds of processed and packaged marijuana and 296 marijuana plants. The statewide Drug Enforcement Unit out of Fairbanks began an investigation on Tuesday after troopers in Tok received a tip that day. On Wednesday, the drug unit traveled to Tok and, along with Tok troopers, contacted occupants of the residence. Troopers say the property owner then gave troopers consent to seize the illegal marijuana plants. The news release did not indicate how many people were at the residence or whether the property owner was one of the occupants. Troopers say the marijuana grow operation was believed to be on a property adjacent to the residence. Troopers searched the area and found 10 pounds of processed marijuana packaged into quarter-ounce bags, which were in a shop behind the residence. An old maintenance shop contained the 296 marijuana plants, which troopers said were in various stages of growth. It was not clear from the trooper news release whether the maintenance shop was also the shop in which the bagged marijuana was located. Troopers are forwarding 3 counts of felony drugs misconduct charges to the district attorney's office. Proposals to reinstate a no-kill wolf area on state land along Denali National Park's northeast edge will be considered by the Alaska Board of Game. The board imposed a moratorium on the controversial buffer zone proposals when it eliminated a previous one in 2010, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the issue returns to the board agenda during a week-long meeting in Fairbanks that began today.
One of the 2 Denali wolf buffer proposals comes from the nonprofit Denali Citizens Council.
We're trying to reduce the risk on these wolves so that they can be viewed within the park and on state lands nearby by the hundreds of thousands of tourists that come through there every year.
Denali Citizens Council board member Nancy Bale says her group's proposal would ban wolf harvest year-round on a stretch of land west of Healy, an area where park wolves often roam, and a few are killed by hunters and trappers annually. A recent study shows park visitors were twice as likely to see wolves between 2000 and 2010 when there was a buffer in place. Denali National Park has also submitted a proposal to reinstate a buffer. Park Science and Resource Manager Dave Schierkauer says it would cover fewer acres than the DCC proposal and be in place 7 months of the year during wolf breeding, birthing, and pup raising season.
We view this kind of as a way to let the state meet some of their objectives for providing trapping opportunities while conserving wolves during the time period that they're most vulnerable to disruption.
Basically, the question is still the same, whether or not we want to close off about 152 square miles of state land and basically add it to the National Park Service system.
Alaska Board of Game Chair Ted Spraker underscores that the game board is primarily about setting hunting seasons to provide for sustained yield, and he's not convinced that the minimal harvest of Denali wolves in the proposed buffer is significant given the depressed status of area wolves.
Kind of an all-time low. So there's something more than just a few wolves being taken going on.
Buffer supporters point to hunting and trapping losses of single wolves that have led to the demise or dispersal of once popularly viewed Denali Park entrance area packs. Longtime wildlife advocate and biologist Rick Steiner sees protection of park wolves as a simple win given the popularity of Denali wolf viewing.
Visitors that contribute over $500 million to our economy. And so it's in the state's interest to do this, but politically it's been a nightmare.
Steiner is not optimistic that the game board will approve a new Denali wolf buffer and maintains a state-federal land swap is a better alternative, and Spraker agrees.
Some sort of equitable land trade or some sort of hunting opportunity in another part of the state. I mean, you realize back in 1980 when all the parks and monuments were created, for instance, we lost about a quarter of all the sheep hunting. You know, if the state could get some of that back, they probably would be willing to trade some of this land and create some sort of a buffer and work with the National Park Service.
A land swap has long been discussed with no action, and with the game board meeting in Fairbanks, the focus is on buffer zone proposals. The group Alaskans for Wildlife organized a protest outside the Pike's Landing meeting location Friday. Group volunteer coordinator and retired wildlife biologist Fran Maurer of Fairbanks says one of their primary concerns is what he describes as the game board's insular nature.
It consists only of hunters, hunting guides, and trappers. There is no representation on the board for wildlife viewing, photography, wilderness guiding, tourism.
Maurer says the group is advocating for the Denali Citizens Council proposal for a larger year-round no-wolf kill buffer along Denali National Park's northeastern boundary. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.